We're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo, hello. Greetings and welcome to the show. And a special greetings to the snow that's encasing us here at Simon Fraser University, where we happen to be broadcasting here in British Columbia, Burnaby, BC. 90.1 FM is the frequency you're tuned into here. This is me, Jib Gradowski, your humble host as always, here on 90.1 FM, CJSF 90.1 FM, on the unceded territory of the Squamish, the Musqueams, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. And as per the usual, I'm going to do my very best to tell you about as many shows happening in around this 5-4-5 fantastic so-called Vancouver for the next coming week or so up until about Thursday, and then I don't know, we'll do whatever I want. It's my show, suck it. Get your own show. You can do it. You can get your own show at CJSF. It's super easy. Come up and meet us here at CJSF. Email Vol for CJSF at anyways, go to CJSF.ca if you're interested in volunteering, getting your own show, and you can do your own thing, much like I am. We're going to have another fantastic afternoon of, I guess, evening, since it's evening time right now, of programming here on the show. So stay tuned for all that and more here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be back in a minute. Or two.
Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
To listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Hello. I did have some music playing. Not sure what happened to it. We'll see if we can get that working again. It may be a mystery. Or we may just hang out in the void. But yeah, let's, there we go. Backing me up today, Ryuichi Sakamoto, rest in peace, of Yellow Magic Orchestra fame. I figure it was appropriate for, a nice snowy evening like this. Yeah. Quite a back catalog on this guy. Gone too soon. Who knew? Who knows what other jams we would have heard from Ryuichi? Anywho, we live in the moment, and in this moment, you can go see some cool music. Starting us off today over at 1822 Pandora Street, also known as Green Auto, you have Laminate from Seattle. Bad
Advril from San Francisco, Dur and Doom Cocoon, all doing their respective thing. That's again over at Green Auto. So a bit of a mix and match there. Some, how would I describe it? Well, do you have Badvril describing themselves as alternative indie lo-fi rock? And then you have garage rock coming in from Laminate, Dur, and Doom Cocoon doing their own special blend of something in between. So check that out. Again, it's over at Pandora Street, 1822, Green Auto, Thursday night for our Friday night listeners. Too bad. 7 p.m. Be there. Next up, down over in New Westminster, you have over at Bully Studio, you have Juice. It's going to be a night of hardcore with Odd Man Out, along with Fatal Dose and Place of Refuge. It's going to be a very hardcore evening over there. Juice coming in off Demolition Records. Odd Man Out coming in from Seattle off Pop Wig Records. Fatal Dose is coming in from Alberta. Places Unknown, Alberta. They're probably getting dumped on right now from all that metal. Sorry, from all the snow. This is their first show in Vancouver, though. It's New Westminster, excuse me. Welcome to Vancouver, guys. Place of Refuge. This is their EP release show. So if you like yourself some metalcore off Rest Assured Records, that would be a good time for you. Should be fun. That is $20 at the door, 19 plus, over at 67 6th Street in New Westminster. Friday night. I've skipped ahead. My apologies to Friday, so that's a sneak peek at that. Sorry, my schedule's been getting updated at work. I'll check that later. Oh my god, can my phone please chill out? I'm doing radio. Thank you, Hamid. That's my manager. Hello, Hamid. Thursday night over at the Heatley as well. There's a night of country and country-adjacent rock Did I get the wrong guy? I guess I did. Never mind. I have to change the song we're going to play. Tonight, Thursday night, over at the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley, alongside Alex Badger, you have Bry Scott doing the thing. So we'll hear a track from his coming up soon in the mix. So don't miss that. Stick around. You're not probably going anywhere if you're in traffic right now. Again, that's Thursday night at the Heatley. That's $10, 8 p.m. for this one. With Alex Badger and Bry Scott. Then we're going up to the Lido near Scotia? I don't know. I keep forgetting the cross street. It's on Broadway. The Lido. You have Dixie's Death Pool, which is a cavalcade of people, but their lead person would be Lee Hutzlock. Studio recording project here at Dixie's Death Pool. Joining them will be Lisa Butel, with Brent Cross in the mix as well over at the Lido. Get there for 8:30 tonight, Thursday night. It'll be $10. You can pay at the bar or with some good old cash. We'll hear some music from Dixie's Death Pool in a little bit here. I was checking it out early. It's pretty nice. I think you'll like it. Going back over to the Red Gate here, Thursday night. Tonight, you have Grade School, Queen's Park from Victoria, Idle Lane from Victoria, and Pinch coming in for a night of some punk, some new waves, and post-punk garage, and indie rock adjacents. So, should be a pretty chiller evening. Make sure to bring some good boots and a good pair of gloves. To trudge your way there. Please be careful walking around on the slopes, especially for those in New Westminster. When I used to go to Douglas College, that little hill, called it the Douglas Grind. Everyone had great calves in that school, let me tell you. Anyways, I digress. Queen's Park, we'll hear some music from them shortly as they are playing tonight at the Red Gate. Don't miss it. Okay. With all of that happening, Let's get some music going. We're going to start off with some music from Badvril. This is Wrong.
Thank you. the rebel base. No one believes me. It's just the mountains of home. It's like no one believes in love you can hold. No one believes in a stack of atoms. Sometimes I still in my head. Thank you.
Jabe Gridowski. Still holding it down here up in snowy Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Mountain. You just heard a bunch of music. Let me take you through it. Finishing off that set that you just heard was Queen's Park from Victoria. That was their track Friends off their album Too Kind to Kill My Darlings. How sweet. How sweet. You can see them doing the thing tonight, Thursday night, at the Red Gate, May 3rd, with Grade School Idle Lane, also from Victoria, Queen's Park is from Victoria, and Pinch, all doing a thing again at Red Gate, May 3rd, 8 p.m., $15 pay what you can, no one turned away, due to lack of funds. Just come on in, get in there, it's warm, warmer. Yeah. Stepping one track farther back, you will hear you would have heard Dixie's Death Pool. That was pretty cool. I dug that. If I was not working tonight, I would have checked this out. You can hear that was their track Some Dame off the album Trippy Brigadoon. That is the project of Lee Hutzelak. I hope I'm saying that right, buddy. They are playing at the Lido with Lisa Butel and Brent Cross. 8:30 p.m. $10 tonight, Thursday night. Be there. Second in our list here, Bri Scott playing tonight, Thursday night, at the Heatley, at Hastings in Heatley, believe it or not, off Holy Cow 2.0, a compilation from Divine Bovine Records from Kamloops. That was Bri Scott's Burn. They'll be playing alongside Alex Badger at the Heatley. That is $10. It's added onto your bar bill if you're grabbing a drink or a bite. So no need to bring cash if you don't want to hit the bank. Starting off that set, you would have heard Badvril from San Francisco. They're playing over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street, Thursday night, tonight, 7 p.m. with Laminate. They're from Seattle. Doer and Doom Cocoon. That's again 7 p.m. Doesn't how much money? $15. Bring $15 and yeah, check it out. Should be a cool night of, you know, some lo-fi indie rock and other adjacents. Very nice, very nice. Thursday night packed, happening night. Jeez. Well, that leads us into the inevitable of Friday, as time flies like an arrow and fruit flies like a banana. Yes. I already mentioned Juice's show over at Bully's, but I will again for the sake of brevity is not the word, but, you know, consistency. That's the word, I think. Friday night, tomorrow night, 6:30 at Bully's in New West. Juice, Odd Man Out, Fatal Dose, Place of Refuge. Check it out. Odd Man Out coming in from Seattle. Fatal Dose from Alberta.